Hello?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait a second. Who is this?
Jason's on here right now. I'm Barry.
Oh, wait, so you're on the audio bridge? I might be one?
I'm calling in from the phone to the audio bridge.
Okay, wait, hold on, Teddy. So that sounds pretty good. Can I call in?
Hello?
That's pretty good, Barry.
Are you guys?
Hello.
Okay, that's Max. Max trying to mute my bridge. Can you hear us all?
Yeah, you guys sound like you're in a tunnel. Awesome.
I sound like I'm in a tunnel?
Maybe.
Yeah, so my phone is in... Let me go onto the computer, actually. Let me connect to the computer.
Hey, how do I sound?
You sound good. Who is that?
It's Mac.
Hey, Mac, how's it going?
You're not that good, huh?
I can't hear Barry, though. Barry, say something.
Here I am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I can hear Barry well.
Yeah.
What is Barry connected to you?
Sorry, say again?
What is Barry connected to you?
Gizmo.
Gizmo. Okay. So only... Jason is on the MIT one. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's working fine. It's just my phone seems kind of out the way.
We're gonna see if there's much interference between Jason and me.
Okay, I'm talking, Barry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds okay.
Yeah, seems okay. Uh-oh. Oh, it just got a lot quieter.
Yeah, whose background noise was that? Who just logged out?
I don't know if I'd ask me.
Yeah, Mac, you're pretty, what are you using for a mic?
A little, headset.
Oh.
Is it not good?
Can you turn your mic down a little bit or something? Because when you logged off, it got a lot of staticky.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me do something about that. Is any of this helping? I'm using one of those headsets that came with my phone that like plugs into the side of it.
Nice.
We had a USB one.
What phone are
you? Well, it's my N800. It's like awesome, basically.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just, you can't use the laptop?
I can, I'm going to. I'll just plug it into my laptop.
Okay.
Did you hear music then?
Is there music?
I thought I would provide a little soundtrack.
I couldn't hear it. Did you hear it work?
Can you hear anything there?
It's out of my headset.
Okay, maybe it doesn't work.
Oh, this is going to be a carnival.
I can't hear you, Austin. Let me see.
You just use the chat room.
Yeah,
well,
the chat room.
What's that?
Well, the chat room is less likely to go searching. Oh, here comes someone else.
That's me again. I'm doing it. I'm in twice.
You're in twice?
Yeah.
Against the rules, Mike.
I'm in twice.
Can the chat room do this? How about... Yeah, you're not in.
Yeah, now I'm hearing background music there. Is that you?
No, it's Mike.
Oh, great. Mac, I hear music. Is that you doing this?
Yeah, there's no good reason to do this, actually.
To play music?
Yeah.
That's probably true.
But I'm taking requests.
Jason, what time are the pizzas getting delivered to everybody?
You'll receive a knock on the door of a room you're in about 10 minutes. Sam will be there with a small personal pizza. With your favorite toppings on it.
Can you hear us,
Austin? I can hear you, but I can't.
Austin is far away. I cannot hear him well. Barry, how is it listening to me? Are you getting the kind of delay thing where you hear me in person or on your headset?
It's less than a second delay.
Yeah, I like
that. Hello? Latency is pretty good.
Yeah. Hello?
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 Hey, Austin.
So I'm talking to you with this.
I got a big echo going on with you, Austin.
What?
Oh, how ironic is this?
Wait, you can't hear me?
Well, I hear you echoing. You're like, you said...
Yeah, that's because I have two phones connected to you.
Okay, so is there going to be a time where that stops?
I'll try.
Hello?
How's it?
Really quiet.
Really quiet.
Really quiet.
Yeah, Austin's very quiet. How loud am I? Can someone give me feedback on how loud I am?
I can hear you fine. I don't know.
You're a little bit quiet.
He's quiet?
Okay.
Pump it up a little bit. Okay, Austin's trying to talk to you. You're not coming through, Austin.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
If you're connected to me and you hit star, you can control your volume. So you can up the volume that you're projecting, or you can up the volume that you hear. You should get a menu if you hit star on your number pad. Gizmo might not send the right tone.
Also, Austin, you're echoing still. I don't know if it's echoing.
I know. I'm fixing that.
Okay. Oh, great, you guys are confused, cumbers. Okay. What is happening?
Hey.
Good job, Barry. So, I mean, when you have lots of people connected on the radio, don't you have to do something like Mac to Jason, come in, Jason?
I hope not. Anthony Mother and Fire like Lotus to make calls outside of my room.
Ten minutes left.
By calling in, how much more exponentially confusing is this about to get? Oh dear God. Down is our worst idea ever. I put blame for this on Cumbers.
Yay for Cumbers!
Bravo to you, Cumbers.
Or David Spade, if you will now be referred to us.
Seriously, we're not on the bus though.
I think Austin's recording all of this too.
He's recording our conversation.
Yeah, I think he's going to record everything.
That might give like a little message at the beginning that says, "Are you all aware phone call will be recorded for quality assurance purposes."
I have an SUSB headphone now, so... When you... Try this
Oh, there's whole music options in Gizmo. That's
oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
There will be me no.
Wait, there's an alarm. Oh, what's that?
Sound effect.
Oh no! No, Austin.
How do you spell it? Rock for WROVAT?
What?
Rock.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Now you can hear me?
Yeah, you're in, Austin.
Am I clear?
Yeah.
The problem is it's not ideal though. At least it works, but it's not ideal. Let me try to get this fixed. I don't want to hold the ear thing in my ear.
Dude, that's not good.
Testing.
Yeah, you're in.
How do I get back?
That's ridiculous.
How is that possible? Why isn't it worse?
No. I'm using this.
But I'm using this to keep it on. Your earbuds are really terrible.
What is that?
Yeah, laughing there.
Is that a laugh track?
Hello.
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John.
Hello, John.
Yay for John.
I'm good.
Wait, is that a message? Yeah, go grab one in the lab.
My computer froze. Oh, no.
Hello.
Hey. From London.
Who's that? This is Julius. Julius? How's it going, Julius? Good.
Hi, Julius. It's John.
Hey, John.
Excellent.
And hi, Vincent. How are you?
I'm fine. What about you?
I'm good, yeah. I'm in Philadelphia this weekend at a conference.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
It's cool. I've never been here before. It's nice place.
Yeah, it's not a bad town.
Anyway, this entire call is being recorded in case anyone has a problem with it.
Austin, you still sound like you're in a cave.
I'm in a cave?
Yeah, you're like really far away and echoing.
How about this?
The irony of the fact that it's you that we can't hear properly is overwhelming.
My computer froze. That's a problem.
Yeah.
I can't use my computer right now.
You got on like a night lab phone and then just dialed a 9-digit number or a 10-digit number there?
Hold on.
I'm trying to get clarification.
What's that?
Can you hear me okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
They can hear you.
Okay, is there an echo or anything?
Yeah, a little bit, and you're a little loud as well.
Okay.
Wait, Max says I sound good.
Now you sound much better, Austin. I don't know. Things have changed.
Well done.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
I can hear you.
Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
This is a carnival, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Compass. That's true.
This is just a 15-person teleconference.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. It's hard to say. Someone looks like David Spade, maybe. Someone just called. Is that you, Tree, or?
Hello, this is Matthias in Perth College.
Hi, Matthias. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you,
Matthias.
We're all basically testing if we sound proper on the phone here, so there's just a cacophony of voices. Hopefully it'll settle down.
So where do you teach, Matthias?
Come on.
Sorry? It's for Vincent to know where the other London guy is sitting.
I'm at home in Kensington.
Yeah, bro. So you are at your desk at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vincent, you're sounding a little low quality. Are you on an IP phone? Are you on Skype?
Yeah, it's Skype calling the phone call.
Calling the US?
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, it's just, it just could be a bit better.
But dude, how do you sound? Can you speak real quick?
I'm thinking, what do I sound like?
Yeah, it's good. You sound better than Vincent. Are you using Skype also?
Yes, sir.
What?
That'd be your headset, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gone often.
When you come open with her, maybe for Christmas you can have a...
Listen, if you want, I want to get it. Seriously. Send me the bill. Is Rachel on the phone? No. Sure, are you on it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
You was a second ago.
Oh, Rachel is here, too.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, cool.
Do you have a roll call?
Yeah. Everyone read their names as listed in the chat in order.
Yeah, we could just do the roll call on the chat page, assuming everyone's locked in.
Yeah.
All right, everybody say one sentence about themselves to test their speaker quality in order of the chat room. Go. That starts with you, Lux.
Okay.
Everyone sees the same order?
Yeah, it's Lux here. I've been sitting at Harvard in my office, and
I think you win the most superior quality lunch.
No, I'm on the landline.
Yeah, especially.
Matthias.
Yeah, I'm here with the team in London in their class.
You want to say, okay, Barry.
Hi everyone, this is Barry Canton. I'm sitting in MIT, and let me know if I'm too loud or too quiet or too echoey.
Sounds good.
You sound great.
This is Sri Kasuri. I am also sitting at MIT, and nice to hear you guys.
I'm Matt. I'm sitting right across from Austin, so there might be feedback between us. One of our voices gets caught. But I'm virtually we're present, not just here or there.
I can't really hear you at all, Matt.
That's still tough, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you maybe speak closer to the microphone?
I can hear Max fine.
He's sitting next to him, Austin.
Oh, through to my headset.
This should be a radio show, honestly. Is this any better?
I feel like I have a big audience, yeah.
Something like Car Talk, yeah. Can you test it again, Mac?
Yeah, I am testing it. I think you're out.
Supposedly, no.
Okay.
I hear my really loud.
Yeah,
I
know he's better, yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay, well, I'm John. John, maybe just turn up your volume or something.
It's to the max, but that's cool.
Alright, Mac, that last one was better for me, so I think maybe it'll be okay, we'll see. I'm Jason, I'm at MIT.
I'm Rayshon at MIT.
Oh, I'm John, I'm at a conference in Philadelphia, in the lobby of the hotel. If you can hear some lovely music, then that's me.
This is Alastair, and I'm the last one on the list.
Nice. Alright, those all sounded pretty good. I think we'll be able to understand what's going on, hopefully.
Austin was a little quiet just on my end.
Austin, you want to boost the volume a little?
Okay, I'll try. How is that, John?
Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay.
Alright, nice.
Did anyone apologize?
Maureen is out of town. She's traveling because she couldn't make it. Natalie said she was going to call in, but maybe she won't. We'll see if she pops up on the list.
I just talked to Natalie in person, and she can't make it.
Okay. All right. Drew's out of town. Tom's out of town. Mike is it.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Let's get started.
Okay. Before we start, do we want to record the chat, the text on the page and the voice chat?
So the text gets recorded automatically, is that correct?
No, not exactly. It gets overwritten, but I've made the buffer really large, but it might get overwritten. So if we want to record it, someone can make sure that before, it's like 1,000 messages or something, I said, but it might get recorded. Someone needs to save it.
Wait, where is Jenny? She has class right now,
I thought she was calling during class.
Oh, I think it's Jenny.
She could chat during class.
She could chat during class. That's possibly true. Very nice, Sri. So do people care if they get recorded? The chat recording is fine, because that's getting recorded anyway. Do people want the voice recorded, or is that kind of creepy, or what? voice recording is too hard to sift through. I don't think anyone
will do it. Yeah. Okay, so why don't we skip the voice recording and save it?
Well, it's already being recorded. The question is whether or not.
Austin records all voice communications that he has with people.
I mean, we can work this out later. I think for the meantime, we can continue the note taking that Jason and that people have been doing for past meetings.
Well, so I think what would be nice is if someone would volunteer to take notes in the chat window.
Or how about on the Open Wentworth page?
Well, yeah, maybe. I just thought the chat window would also give people, if they weren't talking at the moment, would have a chance to actually, like, make a comment in the chat window that people could notice.
Okay.
Maybe that's a bad idea. I don't know.
How about we try it in both? I'll take notes in the chat window. Why doesn't someone else take notes in the Open Wentworth window?
Okay.
Okay. Sweet. Great. Thanks, guys.
Who's doing that?
Matt. Me. Sri. Kasuri.
Okay, cool.
And John will take notes in the chat. Okay. So let's get started. I changed the next meeting. I tried to categorize it according to our new SC positions. So for starters, I wanted to say thanks to the people who volunteered or at least allowed themselves to be volunteered by me. So that is for the site analytics chair. Matthias expressed some interest in that, and we can talk more about each of these in detail. Nobody has yet signed up for the coordinator, so I will fill in that role temporarily for this meeting. Secretary, we have John and Tree for this meeting, but I think that could rotate. Software people, Austin and Mac. We don't have a communications person. The outreach, Julius suggested that we have one in each area, and so he said he'd do Boston, and Vincent signed up for Europe. Jen is not here. Jen signed up to be the news and highlights chair. She says she has a lab meeting right now, but we can talk about changing the time. And then finally, for publishing, John expressed interest and Julius as well. So if anybody wants to actually do anything else or there's a new position or they want, I don't think we need to have these be limited in number. I think the more the merrier. But thank you. So the first area that I thought we could do is communications. Since we're all communicating in a new way this time. So some of the stuff we have up here is blogs, the forum software, and the public wiki nodes that Austin talked about last time. So, Sri, we noticed that you put a blog up. I just didn't know if you wanted to comment on that at all.
I send out emails to various lists, like the Discuss and the FC list, when I come across something. So I thought I'd just put those things up. On a page on Open Wentworth called Blog. It's not really a big deal. I guess the biggest thing is that it would be nice if we can get RSS feed. I know Ilya just sent out that link about an extension that allows RSS feed, so that seems interesting. I don't know.
Where's Ilya, by the way?
I don't know.
He's not here. Yeah, that's a good question.
So is that just a standard Open Wentworth page that you named blog?
Yeah. Okay. It's not a standard page. It's just a page that I, off right. My page that I call it blogs.
Okay.
It's all a page that you're just writing blog things into.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool to implement an extension that allows blogging within Open Wentworth, and that maybe that should be one of the priorities for the plugin development or plugin.
Would the RSS feed solve the problem?
I'm sorry, what's the problem?
Well, so, in that, what is it that doesn't make it a blog right now? So, like, for instance...
I think it's just the RSS feed.
Yeah, so do we... That's my, I guess my question. Do we need anything on top of the RSS feed?
I think we can...
That's not true. Wikis are really about collaborative editing and making, like, incremental changes, and blogs are more like a syndicated, like, you're done, and then that article is finished, and...
Yeah, but there are ways... Practically. Yeah, but there are ways around it, and you can always... I think an RSS feed would be fine.
So actually, I was looking at your page, and there's a tab that says Protected or something.
I
protect you. What is that tab?
Wait, you were looking at my...
Oh, well, actually, it's on every page, I guess.
Yeah.
What does this Protect tab do?
You're an administrator.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're an administrator, you can protect a particular page. So far, we've been using it for things like templates that people often edit by accident. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, some last template page, a lot of times people will just edit that page rather than editing, you know, particular things. And we have templates protecting the front page, or
I think we protect the front page, although you can edit everything on the front page by editing the subpages. And we protect, like, the join, how to join page.
So, like, would you want your blog page protected?
No. No. No.
So there's another option, which is to use iframes, which means you can just embed another page into the wiki. And certainly the wikis have got a lot of functionality, like RSS feeds, like commenting, like the feedback links that you can do. So one option would be just to sign up with Blogger or another blog provider and then just iframe it into your wiki page.
What is this thing called?
Iframe.
Iframe. Okay.
Do you remember the first time we started playing about with Reddit? I put an iframe of Reddit into other wetware.
I see.
All it is an embed. I can embed another web page or part of a web page into your existing web page.
Yeah. For now, I think there's not critical mass enough to blog about it. If someone can install the RSS extensions and stuff that's already available, that would probably be sufficient for now, I think. And then we can play with other things, I think. And that would also just be useful in general. Like, if I could have an RSS feed from my watch list page, that would be really nice.
From your watch list?
Just for other pages that or for, like, certain pages I care about, you know, like, having the RSS feed option for something other than just the recent changes would be nice in general, even independent of blogs.
I mean, I'm sure that exists.
Yeah, Ilya sent out a thing about it. We just don't have the extension loaded up.
Yeah.
So if does that seem like something that would be useful? I think we could probably approve that as a worthwhile extension. Most people have a...
Okay. Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question about the blog thing. I don't know if this is the best time to ask it, but imagine if you have lots and lots of entries and you want to start dividing into sub-pages and stuff. I mean, what is the best way to manage, like, all the sub-pages of your blog besides... Is there, like, a namespace thing you can get?
So other people have made blogs on MediaWiki, and what they end up doing is, like, making a little, like, toolbar thing on the right that has, like, an archive. I mean, basically they just make, and their templates to do this make, monthly just purges of entries.
Uh-huh.
And then they put them in a subpage of your blog called, you know, January 2007 or something.
And is that they just do it manually, or is that like an extension?
I think it's just manually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like there's something that keeps the last 20 topics or something. So basically, it's not optimal for blogs, but the RSS feeds would be useful independently, and at least it would let you hack a blog on the wiki right now.
Yeah.
And okay. It might be interesting just because other people can comment a lot easier than just the comment page. And,
right.
And I think... Anyway, I think it might be an interesting way to do it. Okay, let's try the RSS feed.
Tree, can you paste a link to one of those examples into the chat window?
Not off. I would have to go searching for you, and I'm taking notes, so it's going to be hard to do that. I'll send it to you later.
What procedure is there for implementing these recommendations for plugins and things? So we have people who are on staff or paid to do it, or people who are responsible for doing it?
At the moment, we don't have any paid staff other than Jenny. The extension, the way it works right now, is basically at the steering committee meeting, if we sort of approve it like we just did there, informally, I guess, then Ilya or Austin, if they're interested, will go ahead and do it on their own time. The hope in the future is to hire someone with NSF money to implement these things for us.
Okay.
So that's the process right now.
I mean, have we got any sort of heavy cash that we could say, right, this is where this much to set up, and therefore find somebody?
Yeah, I think just finding like sort of a freelance extension person who will have access to our server is probably a bad idea.
Okay.
So I think the solution is sort of bring somebody in like long term and have them get familiar with everything.
Okay.
Sound reasonable. So another thing we had was forum software. So we had talked about this a while ago, and then we had gone with using the community portal and trying to post topics there that's for discussion. And I don't know. I mean, that's been up, kind of up and then improved and then improved again over the last probably 6 months, and it's still not really getting much use, I would say.
So I thought it was worth revisiting our discussion from a while back about using forums. So we had, when we were out in California, some of us met with a guy who runs protocols online, .org or .com. Raceman, do you know? I've heard of Austin. Austin, is it protocols.org or what?
I think it's .org, but it's like protocols-online. If you just Google for protocols space online, it'll be the first hit.
So they have a really active forum over there. So I guess that would serve as some proof that, you know, scientists might be willing to actually utilize a forum-type software thing. So I don't know if that was something people thought was worth talking about again, or still think it's a bad idea, or what. So I'm just throwing it out there. Anybody? Thoughts?
Yeah, I think we definitely need to implement it. What about those silver something? That,
yeah, so there was the liquid threads.
Yeah, how did you get that silver something?
So the liquid threads are supposed to be a discussion, or for like discussion pages to make the discussion pages on the wiki more effective, but they're not really like, they're still not like a forum, right? They're just to make that discussion threaded on the discussion pages. You still have to go to a discussion page.
Would they be useful for this blogging stuff?
The liquid threads?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too familiar with them.
Again, it would just be on the discussion tab.
Yeah, it would be different than, it wouldn't be a forum. It would basically just be a way to comment more cleanly on the discussion pages.
Okay.
So a forum would be like a full-fledged forum software with, like, you know, topics and moderators and all that kind of crap.
But wouldn't it be nice to have a forum that's integrated into Wiki? I thought that's why we were looking at Liquid Threads and stuff, to see if we could kind of achieve some of the features of a forum that was embedded within the Wiki.
I mean, I would agree with Reshma. Well, what do we get from having it embedded? I mean, so there's an issue of login, but if we can solve that with, like, an OpenID thing, is there something else we get? Is it to have it recent changes? Is it... Sorry, Reshma, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Trace.
I was just saying that, you know, like, OpenWentworth has a particular look and feel, you know, and maybe that's just a little, I don't know, I just think if it was embedded, it would just be nicer, you know.
Well,
it could be for a page, but, you know, why don't we just make protocol online like an OpenID server at that point, because they already have a community on there, you know.
Yeah, I agree with Tree. I think what you'd like to see is that you go to an OpenWebinar page about a protocol, and there's you see that there's a forum with, you know, like 50 posts on this particular... Sorry, let me know if I'm hard to hear. I think what you'd like to see is that when you go to an OpenWetware protocol page, for example, that you see, you know, that there's like 50 posts in the forum about this page. And if there's some like disconnected forum somewhere, then I it seems unlikely that people would use it actively.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there could be, like, with every page, there's a chat, a discussion, and a forum. I don't know if those are all redundant, but maybe they serve, like, kind of different purposes, like different time scales of communication, like chats are instantaneous, and the forum is, I don't know, maybe forum and discussion are overlapping, I'm not sure.
I think they would be, right?
Well, the general problem, though, is that assumes that the entrance into, so if you're interested in discussing or asking a question, the way to do it is to find the relevant page in OpenWetware, and then use that as your tunnel into the forum area, right? Versus general forums approach, where you can go to the forum if you're just interested in wasting some time and look and see what people are talking about, right? So the problem is right now we don't have a way to push out what all the discussion pages into one common area, so you can just browse and see where people are talking, right?
So you could probably come up with a filtered recent changes that basically aggregates all the top pages changes into one place, and that might be useful for keeping track of discussions in general.
Do you know how much of the discussion pages are really used?
Not much, I would say.
Yeah, I would say that too.
Well, maybe if we had kind of a general recent changes for all top pages, people would be more... Because I think part of the problem is that people tend to have discussions on the main page, and like on the article page, rather than on the discussion page.
Exactly.
So,
well, the other thing I think is a feeling that you're kind of posting your comment into the ether, you know? Like, if I post something,
I like almost always like email the person to like point it out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but setting up a form, setting up a form software won't solve that problem, right? The root of that problem is that you need a critical mass of people that are discussing things, and it's not obvious that the thing that's preventing us from having that critical mass is that chatting on the discussion pages is difficult, right? On Wikipedia, people do manage to have chats on discussion pages, right? So I'm just not sure that we have a technical problem to solve here or a community problem.
Right.
So I suggested setting up Plig, a dig-like system for ranking interesting pages, and that seems to have a really nice, clean commenting system as well. So maybe if we can try and implement that, that could take care of part of the forum, because it would allow people to pick out interesting pages or discussions that are happening, Plig them, and then email people and tell them that it's going on. I don't know, maybe that wouldn't work.
Yeah, I think the trick there is the open ID, I think, you know, because the problem with the Reddit demo was that you needed a Reddit account then, and you had to, like, do this weird thing of logging into OpenWhatWare and then logging into Reddit inside the OpenWhatWare window, so it was just kind of not, like, non-obvious, non-trivial. But if we can get the open ID thing going with this, then maybe it would take off more.
Yeah, I'll see if there's any update on that.
And it's not exactly what we want. We don't want people to have to vote to get certain discussions up and down. It should be automatic based on the amount of activity, right? I mean, I think you know what I'm saying? Like, in forum software, you don't have, like, people voting up certain forums or down certain forums. It's mostly just, it's just the fact that there's activity on certain things. So, I mean, even the recent changes on the talk pages, like Rachel was saying, would basically be that, right?
Yeah, I like that idea. I mean, actually, I pretty much agree. The only reason I suggest the forums is it gives you, like, a comment, like, it's, like, obvious where to go if you want to, like, help someone out or answer some questions or something, you know? So, recent changes on the talk pages might be the right idea. And I do agree with Barry that, like, the main problem is having a critical mass. But if, if we've already got 10,000 pages and that means 10,000 discussion pages, it might be really hard to pull a... Unless you're aggregating them, it's really hard to get that kind of critical mass Wikipedia has, where you've got, you know, tons of people.
What about if you want to start a discussion, then you post that page to Plig. Let's say you have a little link at the bottom that says publish to Plig, and then it puts a box at the bottom saying publish to Plig and then how many votes it had. And that would indicate that actually this page is actively being discussed.
But the votes would have to... Yeah, I don't know. It's like an extra layer. I don't know. I mean, I like to play things for, like, talking about, like, what are cool, like, for suggesting cool news stories and stuff like that, potentially, like, as a replacement for, like, the bio news thing that we have right now. But I don't know if it's the right thing just for, like, as a way to have people discuss stuff, period, you know?
I don't know. I tend to think that as we're community editing collective documents, that if you want to discuss something, it would always be based around a page on OpenWebWare, because whether it's protocols that we're developing, or whether it's new ideas that we have, whether it's who's going to do what, it would always go back to an original document that we're refining, so that you don't have to read all of the discussion. You can start at the original document.
Yeah, I just don't see that being the problem right now of what's going on in terms of... I think the biggest problem is there's plenty of discussion in terms of the back end, and we have these discussions, and it's just finding those pages, being able to, like, make sure we know who's discussing what in time. I don't think it's a matter of the software, or, like, MediaWiki is so impossible to use for discussions. I mean, that's my personal feeling. I don't know.
But what about, like, a system to steer people to, I mean, like, kind of a human system to steer people to pages? Like, you know, I read a lot of mailing lists, and I'll post a general question, and then someone will reply, say, see this page, see this link. And then you kind of get filtered into more local discussion groups. I can imagine, like, a central chat window that one of these chat things that maybe it's off of the main page or something. Anybody that has a question on OpenWetware just says, hey, I'm looking for this, and then several people are kind of manning it and say, oh, check this page out.
Well, we could use the lounge that way, right? The whole page is linked to the lounge, is that correct?
So whenever you come into a... Sorry, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure you can answer.
Whenever you come into a chat window, a lounge opens up, and whatever page you came from, the chat window opens up. So the lounge is, all, like, everyone... Like, Austin's always in the lounge, as far as I can tell.
Not anymore. Yeah.
Are people, like, using it? Or how much is this chat being used? I think it's a great tool.
It hasn't been
publicize it to anyone. So I sent the discuss list, but I realized there's only like 30 people on the discuss list.
Yeah.
So no one actually knows about it because I set the press, you have to enable it. We can make it enabled by default.
Yeah, we should enable it by default. So one thing that brings up, Austin, is we've still never sent an email to everyone on the list, on OpenWetware in general, and I think we're getting to have that time. So it might be worth thinking about what sets of features we want to highlight in that email, too.
Do we have a list with everyone on it?
We could. Well, we did. We can make one. I mean, yeah, we can get one. That way we'll also know what emails are valid and what are not pretty quickly.
About the communication on the, about the discussion on the communication tool, it seems that at the end of the day, it might be, the usability of it can be down to the implementation. So would it be possible to have a bunch of people interested to look into that and to set up some pointers or some demo versions so that we can look into it before discussing it and making decisions?
Yeah, I just don't want to like have people spin their wheels if it's not necessarily even useful to begin with, you know? So I kind of think that from this discussion, it sounds like recent changes of the discussion pages would be a good place to start. And basically point that out to folks so that they knew that if they wanted to see what people were discussing, they could just go there. Does that sound like a good thing to try, you know? I kind of agree with Barry that the disconnected form in general is going to be hard to shake off, you know.
But it's difficult for me, for example, to help with the discussion because I don't have in mind the particular system that you discuss. And I can't tell if I'm going to be happy as a user to use it.
If the... You can't tell if what the usability of what I'm talking about is going to be like? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well...
It's just using the current discussion pages on OpenWetware.
Yeah, this I understand, yeah.
And then the other thing, another big idea is to use some kind of protocol discussion forum or some discussion forum like that exists already. So all the discussion forums that you see, those are built on usually subsets of software. There's probably 3 or 4 of them out there. And we could use one of them and link to it through OpenID so you wouldn't have to re-log in. And use that as a separate site for forums related to OpenWetware. So that's the other idea.
I understand that one.
Well, so if anyone's interested in checking one of those out, then that's fine. If not, then I think we could try the recent changes thing. So does anyone want to volunteer on the forum stuff or what?
So I just posted to the chat that Flig has implemented OpenID or somebody has done it. So I'll try and push forward and get a demo of that set up that you can use your OpenID to log into it. And that will then be able to test whether we could use Flig as the chat forum, as the forum as well.
And okay, great. And the other thing I think would be, maybe you want to talk about this, John, is we could look at Plague as sort of a way to, you know, have like a science kind of dig type thing for the site where it was actually just talking about a paper, you know, papers or about, you know, articles and things like that.
Sure.
So.
I was hoping to set up the Biases Bio website as a sort of forum for that. Or we could talk about doing it through OpenWetware or implementing both.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. The recent changes thing should be really easy to implement. Is that true? Sri or anyone? Just to see recent changes of the discussion pages?
I already checked the link. Done already.
Austin's already done. Okay.
Just look at the link.
Yeah, I tried clicking it, but it didn't work.
I have a general question. Like, what is the goal to draw kind of the average user into different parts of OpenWetware that they might not have been to? Or what is the goal of trying to, of this discussion?
So I think the main goal is to get more, like, back and forth discussions on, so I think, you know, we're,
we're getting better at, okay, I post some information, I post a document up, and then someone comes along and improves it, and someone else comes along and makes a comment, and, you know, here and there, right, like sort of improving documents over time and just sharing documents in the first place. But what we don't get as much of is, wow, I just actually met this person through OpenWetware, and we're having a discussion about something. I asked a question, and they answered me, you know, like that kind of stuff. So, you know, if you go over to Protocols Online, like, you know, the forums there are relatively active. And so, like, it would be nice if it was, like, I guess Rachel was saying, if there was a protocol, it would be nice if you could see a discussion around it pretty obviously where people were actually commenting on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think is stopping people from putting something on the discussion page? I mean, people, for example,
well, I mean, I think part of the problem is that it's a critical mass issue, I guess, but it, in part it's like you feel like you're just putting it there and no one will see it, right? So, like why put it there, you know, if no one's going to answer you?
Yeah.
It's true that I've posted some comments on discussion pages without hearing anything.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And, for example, my watch list, I don't know if it's working because I don't get any emails, or I don't know what kind of system it's supposed to tell me that something has changed within my watch list.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. So is there a way to set, I guess we could do the RSS feed on the watch list might be a way to help that out. But, I mean, this is the general problem, which is, like, you know, it's just not... It's like, this is, I guess they brought it up when we were out in California, it's like it's hard to get stuff pushed back to the users on OpenWeb so you know when something changes, you know, so you kind of feel like you're putting things into a void, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think it could be useful to actually have a kind of threaded or what is the kind of discussion on the actual wiki page where the protocols are located?
Yeah, I mean, that would be on the discussion page. The idea would be to have that be on the discussion page.
But that's kind of another page that you actually have to click on to...
Oh, you mean on the actual page?
Yeah, like below the protocol or whatever.
Yeah, maybe that makes sense. Or maybe it makes sense to automatically have a link at the bottom of each protocol that actually links to the discussion page that says, to talk about this, click here, you know? Just in case people don't even realize what this
yeah.
tab. Yeah.
It sounds like marketing problem rather than a feature problem, but... Potentially,
that's
the
discussion
page too much like stuff away to
focus on that.
Sorry.
Gary,
you were
going to
say?
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry, I've lost track of the discussion. I've got something else to say about something that Reshma just said on the chat.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Reshma brings up a really good point. If we, or I think Sri suggested contacting or was it Barry, contacting Protocols Online and ask if they can implement OpenID and then communicate with them. The Reshma brings up a really good point that if we use OpenID, then we no longer screen for people who apply to OpenWetware.
No, it's the opposite. Like, they could authenticate on OpenID server, for example. Because anyone can apply, essentially, for... Like, we can both have our own sets of...
So they can just... They can...
decide which OpenWetware users they'd not allow or which ones to allow if they wanted to.
Okay.
It would just be your login and stuff.
Okay, that sounds cool. So we'd have to implement something that decide which OpenIDs we accept, or we just let particular users that we authenticate authenticate their login by OpenID.
Yeah. The second one. Oh, sorry. The second one. I only heard the second one.
Does that process exist already, or do we have to do more to implement it?
It's already implemented. I actually took out that functionality.
You took it out?
Yeah, the OpenID extension, it does that. I took it out.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is re-implementable.
Okay.
Oh, you took it out, but it's re-implemented. Okay, cool. So I just successfully logged in to that link that I sent with the OpenWetware OpenID. So with my user page, I just logged into it.
Oh, really?
I don't know if anyone had done that before, so I presume Austin and Sri perhaps have.
No, I haven't, but that's good to know.
Cool. Okay, so the to-do list there is we're going to implement the RSS feeds, John's going to go ahead and implement a plig using the OpenID from OpenWetware. We're going to decide if we're going to advertise the recent changes page for discussion pages and see if that helps the cause. And do we want to include a link at the bottom of the protocol template or something to say discuss here and just link to the discussion page? I would say.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
The last one is a link on the bottom of protocols that says, talk about this protocol here, and it's a link to the discussion page just to make it more obvious.
Yeah, that sounds like
it. Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
Is it possible to, more than the recent changes, to get some sort of activity factor on the page? So the number of changes during the last month or so.
That would be cool. Yeah, so is there a way to publicize the list of most active pages?
Exactly, yeah.
Or if you go to a particular page, if there's an easy indicator to see how active it is.
Or even to have a special page that would list the top most active pages.
I think that exists. Yeah, there might be a page like that.
Well, there's the most popular ones. I'm not sure there's something about activity of changes.
Okay, so Ilya, would you mind looking into that? Is Ilya actually on the phone?
Yeah.
Do you mind checking out how that activity stuff works? I know there's something built in immediately if you like it, but...
Okay.
What's up again for...
This is like activity of edits, so like a ranking of the most actively edited pages.
Okay.
Yeah, dynamic article list or dynamic page list is the extension that does that.
Okay, dynamic page list. Okay. So maybe if by next meeting we have together like sort of a way to, we'll try and have told people about these things so that.
Let me get that straight. John's implementing Plig.
Yep.
Ilya's doing something with the dynamic page list to give activity of pages. What are the other things?
The recent changes discussion page. Austin already made it, but we need to like advertise it.
Discussion page. Okay. And then a link on the bottom of the protocol, who's doing that?
I don't know.
The problem is there's no, like, protocol.
We don't have a template, yeah. It might be hard to do that. What we could just do is include it in the tutorial for making a protocol as, like, something to include at the bottom.
Shouldn't that stuff come later after we've decided which type of forum we're going with?
Sure. We probably want to
promote the use of discussion pages regardless. Right?
Yeah, I think the discussion pages are useful independently. So, okay, so I'll add that to the tutorial.
And also, we could add the recent changes of the talk list or the most active pages to the community portal. Because I've kind of been trying to do that on an ad hoc, the recent discussions I added, try to add it to the top of the community portal. But we could just change that and have that be a dynamic list.
Sure, that'd be great.
So have that be the recent changes of the top pages, or have that be the recent changes, like the most actively edited articles or something.
Okay, you want to try that, Rachel?
Sure.
I'm not sure if the most edited article or the most discussed article is equivalent of...
I think you can filter on the discussion page. So you just query the discussion pages, most active one.
I'm not sure that's a sign of something that's good.
I know, but right now, like, we don't have, like, what's happening now is kind of not doing anything, so I think it's worth a try. At least it shows activity, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's worth giving it a shot.
That's good.
What else we got? So we had talked, Austin had talked about these wiki nodes last time. Austin, do you want to follow up on that at all?
I just put on the wiki what I had intended. I assume, do everyone understand what I was proposing?
Yeah, so there's a link from the steering committee page to the discussion page about it.
Basically, just take the private wikis, but allow people to create the same thing, but make it public. And the same permissions as OpenWetware, basically.
Right. So the idea would be to have sort of public where anybody would be allowed to access it, right? Is that the idea, Austin? So all of Oakland would be able to edit it. It would just be a you'd be creating like a web of wikis rather than...
Yeah, so for example, one way we could use this is, for example, we could have like iGEM, right? So iGEM, Randy has this issue of branding. So they could have their own wiki, but it would still be on OpenWeb where it would have all the same permissions. That's the type of use I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be useful. I mean, so often I was thinking when I was looking at some of these genome annotation wikis that are popping up, so Myxococcus, Anthus, and E. coli, I was thinking, you know, like, why not do one for color vector? And, I mean, if these tools are available, and I think they will be soon, like, if someone wants to, like, if a group of people want to start an annotation thing on another genome, why shouldn't that be simple and...
Right.
You know, like, so I think that's a really powerful idea in general. And I don't think it would detract that much from OpenWeb's mission, which is to get as much. I think we'd do it as long as everyone wants to keep their stuff open, you know?
Right.
So iGEM, I don't think it's going to have a problem keeping their stuff open. And so, you know.
Would this also be something that individual labs would want their own wiki nodes?
That would be the problem, right? So if each lab says, well, I don't want other users editing my site.
Well, so one option would be to say we create this and it would just authenticate off the open web where users so that you have your own space in that you don't have to worry about name conflicts and you can kind of set it up how you want and everything else, but you know, you have to allow any open web user to come in and edit it if they want.
So labs right now just have a namespace assigned to them, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I run a media wiki thing myself just for my private research, and I definitely am going all over the place with namespaces, and if I was kind of restricted to one as a lab, then I think it's attractive to a lab to have kind of a separate, you know, whole wiki thing going on, but it's somehow linked to it in what way.
Yeah, I mean, the downside is, of course, do you then end up getting a lot less likelihood of, like, collaboration or people finding each other's stuff and everything else.
Yeah.
So that's the trade-off. Or like, for instance, you know, if I make a protocol and I'm on OpenWeb, you know, it's my lab protocol, maybe I just make it a general protocol and stick it in the protocols area, right? Whereas if I have my own lab wiki, it never makes its way back there, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I mean...
But people find things by search these days, right? So as long as it's public, you know, Google will find it or... What?
I can't hear you.
I'm saying that people find things by search. So as long as it's searchable.
Yeah.
Yeah, although we're sort of hoping that people will, like, kind of work together and improve these protocols, you know, so.
Well, it's up to the, I mean, it would be, you can also put it on the onus of the user to make it, you know, kind of available in the public eye. I mean, if you do a protocol, put it on the front of your lab page or something like that, or make a link to it from OpenWebWare if you actually want people to collaborate on it.
Right. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think it's worth, I mean, I think like kind of like the private thing, I'd say it's kind of an open question, and it's worth a trial, in my opinion. I think the iGEM thing is a good example of a trial. Shree's suggestion there with like a annotation group would be a good trial as well. So do we want to kind of do something similar to the private one where we approve like some 5 or 6 or something to try?
Have we discussed what the result of the private trial was?
No, that's a separate issue, Austin. We have not discussed the results, and I'd say it's still ongoing, but I guess the question here is, do we want to just start approving some of these public ones and see how it goes?
Why shouldn't we approve all of them? I mean, what's...
Well, the argument being that I would never put a protocol into the common area, or I would never think to if I had my own lab private wiki.
I think it's... Go ahead.
Technically, where would we put them?
Where would we put
them? These public wikis. Like, I mean, one thing, so our DNS name is already getting kind of, like, so we can't do the third level domain because we're using that for the dwikifying domain so far. And the fourth level, we have the private ones. I mean, something like something.public.openwebware.org just seems kind of a mouthful.
How about...
Yeah. We could do something like openwebware.org/something.
Closed wetware.
Yeah, we could get another domain.
That's a good question, actually. How would we want to do it? What would, for instance, like someone like iGEM want? Right, they're gonna want.
So what is the first? What is the x.openwhatware.org? What is that being used for?
If
you go to nd.openwhatware.org, for example, you'll see. For yeah.
Oh, I see.
And that was just the first thing that was historical.
So actually, what is the level? Do we know that a lot of people are using the Wiki 5 version?
I don't know. I mean, I know a number of labs that do use it. For example, I've gone to labs trying to find out information about someone, and it points to the Wiki 5 open webware page when you go off their faculty page or something.
What is the point? Because they can always go to the Wiki 5 version of that page, right? Or is that not true?
No, that is true. It's just the idea of having them. So originally when we were doing this and getting labs online, we were selling it to a lot of labs as a way to make lab websites, but have everyone in the lab edit them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were well, there's all this wiki crap and, you know. And so we're we can de-wikify it. And a lot of people, synthetic biology.org would never have moved on to a wiki until the de-wikify thing made sense, I think.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
I think it's great at the beginning, but the trouble is you just use Google all the time to find things. And when Google just picks up the wiki version.
Well, that was one more link to it, right? I mean.
Pardon?
It would depend. Google might pick up the other one, too. It depends which one's more linked to.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to give someone a URL your nd.openwhatware.org and openwhatware.org/wiki/nd or what nonsense like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think labs have liked it. I think it's a pretty good feature.
Yeah.
So the question then is just, what would we want to have? I mean, you can imagine saying if you want to have your own whole public wiki, then we could still call it iGEM.openwhatware.org. It would just...
So on these public nodes, I mean, how do they get to manage their namespaces and things like that? Like, to configure it to their liking?
So we'd have to decide, but one option, we'd have a few options, right? So the way the private one works is they get to just pick it, right? But for the public, you can imagine saying you have to basically allow all OpenWebware users on there.
Okay.
You know, in the same way we say, if you put your lab on OpenWebware right now, all OpenWebware users can edit it, right? So I don't think we need to step back from that position.
And actually, who are the private wiki? What are the trials on that?
You mean who has them?
Yeah.
So it's Maureen's lab has one, and Peter Sorger's lab has one. And sorry?
I've got
John personal one.
I don't know. Sri gave one to somebody else. I forgot who. Sorger lab, Peter Sorger's lab,
yeah.
And R lab.
Okay, here's the list. 100K, Austin, B. Canton, Board, Cumbers, Jason K, Kitney, Coach Lab, Wild, Open Wetware, Rift Valley, R. Seti, Sidelink, Sorger, Finberg, Tater.
Sidelink?
That's a different separate. I mean, not all of these are the trial. Some of them are just this independent thing. Sidelink wants a copy of Open Wetware so they can hack around with it.
Fireporn? Who is that?
Okay, but let's stay focused. All right, so the public, so do we want to approve the public thing and basically make it so that any Open Wetware user can edit it? That's what you have to allow.
Yeah, so the advantage of someone signing up for the public thing is basically they can just choose their own organization.
They have their own namespace, their own organizations. They're not saddled with the Open Wetware baggage.
I think that's a good idea.
I think we do it as long as the organization is willing to buy their own domain name and all that stuff, too. You know, I think we don't worry about... I think we do it for a few organizations that are, you know, have a lot of... iGEM makes a lot of sense. They have a lot of users, you know, and they'll have a lot of, play on it. I think if a random lab comes up and asks for it, I don't know if we do it in the trial stage.
I have a technical question. Are the interwiki links the same between the subwikis and the larger open wetware pool?
Yes.
Links in what way?
Is the syntax the same, bracket, page, or do you have to do something special?
Yeah, so the MediaWiki does have the interwiki feature. Right now, the interwiki thing is not being really used, so we need to figure out how to do that makes sense so that all the wikis are linked.
I just see that as a little tiny barrier for people who want to connect to the larger open network community. Like, if they don't stick to a little bit of new syntax, that might be, I don't know, something to think about.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's kind of, I think that in a lot of cases it's hard to make the argument why a separate public wiki would be better in terms of our mission. But maybe that's...
Well, I think it makes sense when there's extra tools that need to be pulled out, like iGEM and like a genome annotation thing.
They're going to be actual different, builds of the software?
There would be different extensions of the software.
So how's that getting maintained?
Well, there's ways to do that, right?
I was actually thinking that. So that I didn't realize that that's what you meant. So then that makes it even harder to...
Yeah.
So I don't know about that, yeah. I was just thinking that if people wanted to have, like, a separate, you know,
what would be the point of that other than, like, the namespace? Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah, that was my understanding of the argument. I don't know, Austin, what do you...
Well, the main thing that I can think of is, like, for backup purposes.
Oh, backup,
like getting a download of your entire wiki, for example.
Right. So we were concerned about people not being able to, like, they can back up their namespace and open WarioWare, but they can't necessarily back up all their files.
I mean, even that's not easy, right?
Even the namespace is not
easy. Like, how are you going to get all their pages at BeginWare or something?
But, I mean, is maybe the solution, then, just to say that we make it effective, although it's just too hard to back up all the, it's too much to expect the lab to be willing to take the entire open WetWare thing.
Yeah, I think that's too much to expect, I mean.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the real issue. So here is, well, I wonder how much of a problem this is. I mean, we're really running into a lot of labs that are saying...
Yeah, have we had a single complaint?
Yeah, I don't know. Although it might be that it's a selling point for labs that are going to get on there seriously, you know.
Yeah. Actually, what is the process by which a lab gets a namespace now?
They just pick one.
They just ask when they get it.
Yeah. They don't even ask, they just do it. It's just other than a tutorial how to do it, and they just do it.
Oh, there's a tutorial?
There's a new lab tutorial, yeah, if you go to the getting started page.
So what is the, is this only restricted to labs or individual users?
You don't get a real namespace, you just put a colon, something colon in front of your name, that's it.
Okay.
You're just choosing to label all your pages with Lux colon, you know, or
okay.
Something.
And then that's automatically added in, like, the list of labs, or you have to enter that somewhere else?
You have to enter it yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Automated.
About the privacy issue linked to the independent wiki stuff, I guess the picture I would really like to see is to have a private wiki, and at the page level, to be able to define the fact that I want the page to be private, so not visible and not editable by OpenWetWare user. I want the page to be it can be seen by OpenWetWare user but not editable, and I can just delete it to be completely public. But at the page level, is it possible from the technical point of view?
It's definitely possible from the technical point of view. It's just a matter of...
Difficult from a technical point of view.
What?
It's very difficult from a technical point of view. MediaWiki was not designed for that.
Really?
Yes.
But I thought there were definitely organizations that were doing that.
I asked the lead developer of MediaWiki, and that's what he said. So he said to get different wiki software.
Well,
and we've had this discussion before anyway, it not being something that we're entirely excited about supporting. So let's move on. I'd like to propose that we do this as a trial for iGEM. At a minimum, and just see how it goes.
Is that something Randy wanted?
He wants to use OpenWetWare this year, but he's still they want to be able to lock it down on the day that the competition ends, and like they have like certain things that they want to do. So
I see. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, sub wiki for iGEM.
So I propose that. Does anyone have anybody think that's a bad idea?
So what would he get from that? I mean, he's already running a MediaWiki distribution. I mean, why don't we just give him the extension? Why would they actually want to do that?
So I think that, sorry, go ahead, Rachel.
Well, I think that OpenWetware has a bit more functionality, and so he just can't keep up with, like, employing all the extensions and stuff.
So maybe you just be giving him free software support?
Well, we get all the
We also get the iGen community back, and I think he's realizing that there's a lot of, like, resources on OpenWetware already that people would want to use, like protocols and stuff.
How do we get them back just in that they have user accounts? I mean, they're not actually using OpenWetware, they're just using a different wiki.
Well, I guess the idea would be that we would pilot seeing if there's a way to, I mean, so the argument that Austin's making is that if you move all, what you're saying, Barry, is if we gave all these things to labs, we'd basically be fracturing OpenWetware and none of them would actually be participating in the community, right?
Yeah, but I'm also saying that, like, for the case of Randy, who's already operating a MediaWiki, the distribution is up and running, it just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of point to just basically hosting it on our servers instead of his servers.
Is there a reason not to host it on MediaWiki? I agree with Rachel, there's a lot of added benefits of, IGN would get benefits if they actually used OpenWetware, right? Like
right.
The chat thing just added in. No one has to worry about that on our end.
Right.
Is there a hosting cost, or is that what you're worried about?
Yeah, that's one thing. The other thing is I guess I'm just not clear on what OpenWetware would get out of it.
Right.
Well, I think, like I said, if we think that we want to go down this road to allow a web of wikis, then we need to figure out how giving them that doesn't make them totally separate from the OpenWetware community. Right, so I don't have the answer right now on how to do that, and maybe Austin has some ideas about it, like interwiki linking or something, but like, if that's true, don't want to do this at all, probably, right? Then we definitely don't want to give individual labs their own wiki if it means that they're basically islands unto themselves, you know?
I think Sri had a point about, like, it being used for larger groups of certain tasks, like iGEM or, like, a particular genome annotation.
Sorry, there was something weird there. We lost the people in the media, the sound bridge or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I cannot hear Jason. I can hear Mac at the moment.
Okay, so let me...
Okay.
They're not connected?
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I can hear John.
Wait, John, can you hear us?
I think people just need to speak louder.
Wait, so who's in the other bridge?
Barry and Austin that I have trouble hearing.
So, Rayson's also on the computer.
Okay, wait,
with
hold
the
on.
Variety
so, so everyone can hear. Okay, I mean
we've lost Shree and Jason.
Sorry. Okay, so I'm just gonna call them back. Okay, call the audio bridge again.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that?
I'm in. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, we must have fallen out of the bridge. Fallen off the bridge.
Fallen off the grid.
You guys can hear each other over there, but we can't hear us.
No, now I can. Everything's back in the MOOC. Okay.
Oh, so what happened?
I don't know, but let's not worry about it. We're back.
Okay.
All right, so we got about 5 minutes left here. So we'll pilot it with iGEM and see how it goes. That's okay? Are you okay with that? I thought that was the problem that Barry was saying, that we're not getting anything out of it. Right, well, yeah, so the alternative is we don't do it at all, and then iGEM... No, another alternative is that we convince Ben to go into OpenWetware. Right. And we tried to do that last year and it didn't work, so I don't know. But, you know, as he does it every year, it's going to get worse and worse, you know, for him to manage. That's true. All right, maybe that's the strategy then. I'm just saying.
I don't think
I'm not totally against the trial. I'm just saying that there's other ways to go about getting him into OpenWetware, which is just pressure.
So you could argue that it's better for OpenWetware for the iGEM team to be on a separate wiki. I mean, I don't know if you looked at the iGEM wiki, but it is kind of like a disaster in terms of like naming schemes and stuff like that. So, you know, whether we could actually accommodate this influx of like 1,000 users naming stuff randomly, or if we could actually enforce, you know, our naming schemes on such a large influx of people.
We gotta solve that problem regardless. Yeah, so, I mean, if
so you think we should just go for it?
I mean, I would think so, but I don't know if I think it would
in terms of options, I would prefer, one, they come on to open where completely so that they're integrated into our help functions, into our, you know, like, why did they have to create their own help pages all over the place? I mean, they might link up on wetware, but they might not. Or, like, you know, and I think we would benefit from their, like, infrastructure and, like, help, like, lots of users coming on. And they would benefit from having all the features that we have, you know, and also...
Yeah, I mean, then it's just a matter of convincing Randy. I mean, that's the biggest problem.
Okay, so maybe iDubbbz is not a good trial. If someone has another group, like Shreevio or something, or maybe we just scrap the idea. I mean, I'm happy to think that it's actually not a net benefit for the site to have a WebRepublic Wiki, so we can just make that decision as well. I just didn't know how to, you know, it didn't sound like we were at a consensus, so it seemed like it might be something worth trying.
Maybe waiting for someone to request it when they have a really good idea.
Okay, so we'll wait for a non-iGem request. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. So the only other thing that we had on here, real quickly, this is sort of the same exact thing, but OpenWebWare could serve as an OpenID server for other bio wikis. Austin was talking about that.
Yeah. So this is just getting other people, convincing other people to use us.
Right. And do you have anybody that's worth talking to about that?
Not. On top of my head, no.
I think there's no harm in letting it happen. We already let it happen indirectly, right? Like, I guess this idea that we can log on to Plig with our open wetware thing. So, I mean, if someone else wanted to implement it, we can't really even... We could stop that.
Well, but do we want to be active about it? Like, do we want to, like, try to convince, like, Jim Hu to let all the open wetware users edit the E. coli with
you
via...
Yeah, and we're working on that on the back end. I invited him out to come up to give a talk. So we can talk to him then. And yeah, he seemed interested, so. I also invited Eric Lander, and he never got a response. Just the board, too brief. So the only other thing that, so Paresh is not here, so I don't know what, we're gonna wait on that publishing comment. Jen's not here, so we're gonna wait on that too. So yeah, I think we can talk about those email address things offline. I don't think the whole experience may need to deal with that. Is that okay?
That's okay.
And then Sri, do you want to give a board debrief or?
Sure. Do you want to? What about the reviews?
The reviews. Yeah. So we started. I posted a thing about using the wiki for scientific reviews, basically. So the idea, you know, is to keep an always up-to-date review on OpenWebWare for a particular scientific topic. And so one option to start that would be to take existing open access reviews that allow derivative works and basically wikify them and post them there and then let them kind of, you know, degenerate from there. so people can add stuff as new things come out and change it or whatever. The other option is just to start from scratch and have someone post up content and let it just build up. So I don't know which approach is better. I think it's probably worth trying the two of them. And the other question is, if we do it, then do we want to have, like, curators like we suggested for the protocols, for the consensus protocols, or do we want to just let it go freeform or what? So there's a link there from the steering committee page that's open wetware reviews, and if you want to help out, please let me know. But I don't know if anybody has any thoughts about it. I mean, I didn't think it was, I mean, I don't know if people think it's something we shouldn't be doing, period, or anything like that, or what.
I think it's a great idea, just personally. I think it's really neat. I think it would be cool if you can take an open access journal and, like, put it into open wetware and then watch it evolve. I think that would be really neat.
Yeah, well, it actually turns out that there's not very many journals that have their stuff that allows derivative works. I think it's only Biomed Central and PLOS. Everybody else is pretty much.
Yep.
Does PLOS offer this functionality on their website? Like, can you click on a PLOS article and then annotate it there?
On PLOS 1, you can use their crappy annotation tools to, like, put the links in there. But it's, like, it's not the same. Like, what we're talking about is creating a derivative work where
right.
The original article will basically over time just disappear and be replaced with a better one.
Actually, if we did that with, like, a PLOS article, can you get the equivalent of a trackback from the PLOS page to the OpenWetWare version?
I think a lot of people would be willing to do that, yeah.
I think we should, if we want this to take off, and it would help with open web publicity to have a link on the lost site.
Sure, I can talk to them about that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
There was also talk of, should I update the board? Yeah, well, does anyone else have things they want to add? Sorry, we're running.
Yeah, so the extensions that I put up there, so I've had requests from Vincent, Julius, and maybe others for specific extensions. I don't know how we could deal with those.
This is, the syntax. So I think what we should start maybe is we can vote at the board meeting, at the steering committee meetings, or we could try and have a technical group that would make decisions on how much work these things are going to be to keep up. I mean, I don't know what do people think is the right way to make decisions? Because basically the downside is, once you add an extension, you got to support it forever, and the upside is, well, it might be something that people really need, so.
Well, so the software charities committee meeting could propose a list to be voted on.
Wait, so is the main thing the support? Because some of the extensions we don't need to support it. We can drop it at any time, right?
Well, unless people are using
like,
it.
Like syntax highlighting, you know, if it's something gets dropped, then you just have code that's not highlighted. Right, it doesn't really screw anything up if we drop it at any time.
Unless people say, look at the green text on the left.
Yeah, I think we just don't want to get in the habit of it. I think syntax telling is a really good idea. I would love to see people share like scripts and stuff more directly and on open wetware. So I think that's something we should support, just talking specifically. Yeah, but in general, I agree. The problem is, I don't know if there's something as urgent as something.
Well, I mean, can't we have a trial period, like we implement the extension and say that, you know, hey, this is just on a demo, like, we don't know if we're going to provide long-term support, you know, or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
I mean, I think that the money that hopefully we're going to get from NSF will be exactly for that, for long-term software support. So I don't think it's necessarily a problem anymore.
Well, the money is only 3 years.
Right, but...
And additionally, you know, the money allows us to hire a developer, you know, so presumably there's new stuff we want. And you just got to be careful about, you know, basically if it's an extension that one person's using, it doesn't make sense to maintain it. You know?
Every extension is going to be case by case basis, so maybe the procedure is to go to the software chair, make your case. And
yeah, I like that. I like that idea too. And actually, that brings up real quickly. So the chair positions. I think for the next meeting, the idea would be that at the beginning of the meeting, everybody kind of just each chairperson sort of debriefs on their area. Wait, Jason, can you go over the chairs because I hadn't sort of it's all linked from the names are at the top of the next meeting page. FC positions, elections, volunteers.
Okay.
It lists all the people.
Okay.
I think what would be more useful for the meeting is that, Jason, you could hassle the chairs 2 days before, or a week before, and then they submit their report online 2 days before, or whatever time before, and then we put the agenda together from those reports. We don't need to sit here and listen to people's reports. That's something that can be done online.
Yeah, sure. So I guess I meant, so how about the reports go up a couple of days before, and then at the meeting, anything that needs to be discussed is led by the chair.
Sounds good.
Sound good? All right. I will do the halfling. No problem.
Can I make a case for syntax highlighting right now? Or should I just email Austin and Mac?
You can email Austin and Mac, but if it sounds like, if it's something that people definitely want, Elias Street and folks are kind of in for it, we could do it on a trial basis right now, I guess. I mean, just to not make you wait a month, I guess. Unless it's, or any of the other ones sort of in super high demand like that, or is syntax highlighting the one that people really want right now?
Tony Curious has requested it, but I think it's very useful, so.
I think so, too. Okay, so then, proposed by the software chair, anybody not in favor of allowing the syntax highlighting? Okay, passes for the moment. Okay, and we'll try and firm that process up for the next meeting.
And the other one was PR.
John first, and then Austin.
He's changing the subject.
Okay, Austin, R, go ahead.
Vincent, hold on a bit.
Yeah, but It was also a feature to really help the computational biology community to...
Is this the one that runs the scripts?
I got really good answers from the fact that there are some quite important security issues. It might be more than a... it's going to get there, maybe.
So the software share thinks that will be a security problem. Is that true?
I don't know. I have not examined it closely enough.
So what does this software do? What's the purpose of it?
It's a MATLAB, basically. It's open source MATLAB. And
so you would be running MATLAB processes on the OpenLabware server?
That's a beautiful problem.
Yeah, I think it's more... I don't even think it's a security thing because, I think we have to assume that we can trust our users. I think it's more of a... I don't think we want MATLAB processes running on the server, the one server that's running all of OpenLabware.
It's very similar to, the LaTeX extension, for example, running LaTeX. Yeah.
But LaTeX isn't going to take up a lot of processing power, right? Compared to if I'm running a simulation on,
I think the major use would be something like plotting something, but we already have a plot thing kind of on the wiki, but I don't know. There might be other things where you want to do some computation.
I think everybody that's interested in R will have a local running copy. The most useful thing is to publish your script and they just copy and paste into their local version.
Right, and we have a script highlighter and whatever.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to support.
So,
the potential benefits with the R plugin might be that you can have small kind of demos and software. You can actually have interactive usage of whatever piece of code you're written.
Yeah, I'm just worried about the processing power on that.
I agree with that.
If it were to become popular, we'd kind of be screwed.
Well, the other thing is, with new users, you can easily get in the scenario where they do a simulation with N equals 3 billion on accident.
Go ahead, Rachel.
No, I was going to say, or what if you just have some random memory leak bug in your program? Is that going to screw things on the server? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea.
Running code, arbitrary code in the server, it's never a good idea.
Sorry, I ran over.
Okay.
So just the last thing, Tree was going to give a debrief from the board briefly. I assume I wasn't here last time, but you guys talked about the talks with publishers and stuff, and... Is that correct, Jason? Yeah, we just brought up the, We said that we were forming the board in general, and the idea was to take certain things off the SC's place. Right, I guess you guys talked about that. We've been talking to, in terms of partnerships and or more long-term sustainability, I think, and also just to briefly mention, the grant is coming through, and it looks like we're going to be able to hire two people. The OpenLabware:hiring page should have descriptions of those people just starting up, and probably by this evening have more direct descriptions of what we're looking for, and basically it's going to be a developer, a full-time developer, and then a full-time, knowledge developer, whatever that means, but more of a community organizer for OpenLabware.
And a project lead.
And a project lead, person to oversee the development of stuff, and also to, just kind of coordinate us and OpenLabware steering committee and also things like that. So those positions are going to go out. So if you guys can advertise those positions once they go up on OpenLabware, we're going to essentially do, for now, we're going to do the Craigslist and MITHR and the basic things that we do normally. So if you guys can just put your tentacles out for people that are looking for interesting projects, or if you know any crazy coders, definitely point them to this job. The other things that we talked about were...
So can I ask a question about the jobs? Do they have to be based in Boston area?
We would prefer that, yeah. Okay. I mean, we can talk about that. What do you guys think? I mean, I think that would make the most sense.
Probably.
Just because we're all kind of here, even though I guess eventually we'd like to make it bigger. In terms of So are there any more questions about those positions? I mean, what is...
I've got a comment on the main position that Sri, you just said that we've only got 3 years of funding, but I really think we should think longer term and probably write it into the job description of the site coordinator that part of their role will be to secure the long-term future of the site, which would involve looking for funding and writing a grant so that things do continue after the 3 years.
I agree, and if we can find that person, yeah, I mean, we want this person, or even could do, like, look for executive partnerships and, you know, like, trying to make Open Web more sustainable. I agree, and that should be a focus. I think it will depend on the type of applicant that we get, but we can definitely put that in there.
But I think that should sort of be by the first year. We've really got a plan for the fourth year.
Agreed. That's definitely true.
There are a bunch of mailing lists that I can put it on as well. So.
Okay, so it should go up by the end of today in terms of, and we'll try to put something off the front page. And in terms of partnerships and whatnot, there was a lot of talk of maybe partnering with commercial and non-commercial entities. So a number of people on the board have had many talks with people, and Barry has been sorting out, trying to deal with MIT intellectual property to see what kind of barriers there are for partnering with people. I think in general we've kind of come to, at least what we're thinking now, is to try to give a go over the next couple of years with the grant that we have and do partnerships with maybe other wiki organizations, such as like people that are starting up these entities and stuff, but nothing to the point of like with a commercial entity as far as we can tell. Nothing is really jumping out right now in terms of promising situations. But, you know, I think we're going to continue talking to people and trying to figure out what long-term options there are in general.
Yeah, as well as a couple of schools that we've been talking with.
Yeah. So that's where it is. It's still kind of up in the air. But I think we're definitely going to move forward with all the grant over the next 3 years as a way of making ourselves self-sustainable to begin with. Is that fair, everyone else on the board? I mean, is that...
Yeah, I think that sounds right. I mean, we're pretty much in the process of sorting out what the best way forward is long term, and it's still pretty early, essentially, so we're just doing a lot of talking. So, okay. So is there any other stuff? Sorry it went 15 minutes long, but I have to say that this virtual meeting went far better than I expected it to.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, are people in favor of doing this next time?
At the same time, or did you want to...
Well, yeah, so actually, yeah, so Jen Braff, our News and Highlights Chair, can't make the time. She has 11:30 lab meeting. So, and I don't know if we want to, that's only on Fridays. So, as well as Jenny can't make it, but she has more, what's that? We can do a page on the weekend and people can sign up for time. We'll do it that way, huh?
Cool.
All right, I'll send that out. Okay,
and my notes on this meeting have been kind of woeful, so we should save the chat discussion. I've been trying, but I just noticed that I'm a really bad note taker.
Excellent. Okay, great. On that note, thanks a lot, everybody, for calling in. This was great.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Bye.
I'm still here. Anybody else still here? No. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, it was good. It worked out well, I thought.